As of midnight election night, Himshut held a strong lead with about 57% of the vote. Skaftafell had 43%. Those figures were calculated with about 80% of the in-person ballots counted. Himshut talked to KFSK on the phone on election night. She currently holds a seat on the Sitka Assembly. She says this is the first time she's run for a regional seat.
So it was a huge personal challenge, of course. But this seat, I think, is really important if we're going to maintain a bipartisan coalition. I think that bipartisan coalition is a really important mechanism for keeping a voice for rural Alaska.
Skaftafell was unable to talk with KFSK on election night, but spoke with us in late October. This is the third time he's run for this House seat.
I'm here again out of sense of service and duty and anxious to serve new District 2 in the state legislature.
He said his first priority would be balancing the representation of the district by listening to voices that have been unheard in the legislature.
The great ideas and the thoughts and sentiments of many in our district have just gone completely silent because they're just not seeing any results.
He listed some of those voices that he says tend to be left out.
Everyday family folks, business owners, struggling fishermen and entrepreneurs.
Himshut says her top two priorities if she wins the election will be the ferry system and education. She says that some funds directed at state infrastructure could be used for the ferry system, but the money should be spent carefully.
We have this history of having made vessels that didn't work, and so we need to be careful that whatever we create is something that's sustainable. And one way to do that would be potentially to make a board that governs the ferries similar to what the railroad has. And that board would be a layer between the revolving door of our governor, between the governor and the ferries.
In terms of education, Himshut says budget transparency is vital.
One of the struggles that every district has every year is they don't know how much money they have as they build their own budget.
She also says that the mental health of students has declined during COVID.
Our counselors used to prioritize the kids going through a divorce because a divorce is hard on everybody in a family. Since COVID, the kids going through a divorce are like the lowest on the list, and the kids with much greater, much more severe mental health needs are much higher on the list.
Himshut was in an assembly meeting on election night, but afterwards, she spent time with a small group of people watching election results.
Obviously, I'm exhausted, but I'm also really excited. This is what it's all been for. This is the day we've been waiting for.
Again, Himshut is a Sitka independent leading in the State House for District 2. She's running against Republican Kenny Carl Skaftafell of Hoonah. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.